Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel, my wife. We're here today answering some questions. Angel, what do we got today?
Well, let's just jump right in. Joe, any advice for people who are divorced and want to get remarried? I'm a little scared because I don't know if I'm ready. Sometimes I feel like if I see certain personality traits with someone, things I've dealt with before, I might just flip out. Is it normal to be feeling defensive going into this?
Sure it is. I think God wants everybody to get remarried. I really do. It's not good for man to be alone. Coming right out of Genesis, God's not changed his mind. You know, still the same. Some people, you know, your spouse dies. Some people get divorced. Some people go stupid. There's all kinds of things. We're human. You know, God didn't control us. But yeah, I think it's great to get remarried. But, you know, I would I'd throw three anchors in the water and be as slow at it as you possibly can.
Having been divorced myself.
Yes.
I have observed through the years that people tend to... Now, divorce is devastating, first of all. And there's a reason that God hates it.
Yes.
Some of the devastation is the rejection that you feel. Your world is imploded. Everything is affected. Your children, you're trying to piece things together. So it's very easy to jump to a relationship, to cling onto something, some heart, you know, some anchor somewhere. The challenge with that is many times if you jump too fast, you're not ready. And so you
too many unanswered questions. Something met a need right then, but too many other things you didn't ask.
Yeah, you've got too many loose ends that haven't been. The Holy Spirit hasn't even had time to heal, and you know, you haven't maybe some things that you needed to learn or something. So, I didn't date for 12 years, so I had plenty of time to face myself and what I bought to make the marriage dissolve, because it's never one-sided. Joe's shaking his head. He's not sure. Maybe I'm wrong, but it may seem one-sided, but you know, there's always something that you kept say, you know, could I have done better? Could I have been a better?
Sure. I'm sure. Yeah. There are no perfect people, so everybody could have done something better, but usually there's one person, there's a cog in the wheel somewhere.
Yes. So here's the thing. Agreed. If you have a desire to get remarried, then you absolutely should proceed forward. However, if you have a trigger, then you know maybe you should say, "Why is this affecting me? What is it about me that it's bringing on?" Because if you compare this new spouse to your old, you're going in unfair. That's unfair already because they're totally different people.
Every marriage is a brand new creation.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes. So you can't judge the new person or have a filter, an old filter. It's not fair to the new person.
No.
So you have to say, hey, let me get past this. And then when it's not a trigger for you, then I'll be in a safe place to move forward.
And it's one thing you got to realize, it's all God. You can't go, hey, I like macaroni and cheese. You like macaroni and cheese. I like Coca-Cola. Oh, you like Pepsi. That's a problem. It's not that. It's, is this God or is it not God?
Yeah.
God puts people together and he puts opposites together.
Yes.
You're going to marry the exact opposite anyhow, whether you realize that or not.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people laugh. I say, it's not Adam and Steve. It's Adam and Eve. That's not a sexual statement. God made something different. God looked at him and said, you need help. He made him a helper.
Mm-hmm.
He made somebody that was better. You had a higher IQ, lived longer, better immune system. He made something better to help Adam because he loved Adam.
Right.
And so when you get married, you marry opposites. So the biggest thing, you know, somebody did a thing one time, and I don't remember. You can find them anywhere, by the way, what I'm getting ready to tell you. Mm-hmm. You need to ask a ton of questions. You know, hey, I kind of like you. I think mm-hmm. I might even love you. You know, we start talking about marriage. We have pre-marriage. You go to any Barnes & Noble bookstore in America, and they'll have pre-marriage questionnaires. You got books. And just sit down for fun. Hey, take your questionnaire. What do you like? Well, you like the ocean? No, I like the mountains. You like steak? No, I like fish. You're going to realize we're probably not going to agree on almost anything. Angel and I, we're so different, but we are in love. There's something like we knew we were supposed to be together. And it's like it's been great, but we don't agree on a lot of stuff. We have to talk things out. Well, what do you think about this? Well, I thought this. Well, I don't know. I thought about this. Well, let's talk. There's two people becoming one. It's not one. It's two people becoming one. Right. And you're going to keep your different personalities and the different likes, dislikes. And so it's who God's got for you. So if you're jumping him because you're lonely or you think this person will help me out financially, hell's coming. I promise you hell's coming. The thing you got to find out, is this God? Yes. Then it'll work.
Yes.
It's that simple. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. But I mean, there are things you need to say, are we going in the same direction?
Yes. We need the same general direction. Yes.
Yes.
And we can't be going total
opposite.
Is
God the head of our relationship? Yeah. You know, I mean, so there are some things. But you have to realize it's unfair to have a trigger from the past and push it on the future.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, it's natural. But it's not fair. I mean, it's a natural instinct, but it's not fair.
We call that cheating in school. That's cheating. Can't do that. Can't bring the past up. We don't have a time machine. We can't go back there. And when angels mention that, you don't compare yourselves among yourselves. That's in the Bible. You can't compare your new spouse. Well, my first spouse. Well, I'm not your first spouse. Your first spouse is gone or went stupid. I'm your spouse, not your first, not your second, not your third. I'm your spouse, and we're supposed to be together. We're going to work this out.
Now that you mention it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Woo. Hey, this next question this is a very important question. Is it more important for spouses to actually pray together, or is it more important to just be in agreement with each other on what we are praying about separately? What do you do?
Well, they're both great statements.
I think they're both important.
You know, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Mm. When two people get in agreement, you kick up your prayer power. Mm-hmm. Things start happening. Mm-hmm. And God did that on purpose. God said, when two people agree on anything, touching anything on earth, it'll be done in heaven. Mm-hmm. And God said that. I didn't make that up. God said two is more powerful than one. So, yeah, that's why you need to visit on a regular basis and talk. Hey, we're believing for this. Let's pray. Because we've all done it, got with our spouse, trying to get them to agree with us, and they're not agreeing at all.
Right.
But they're being nice. Okay, I'll agree. I don't really want it, but I'll agree. Well, that's not going to work. And so you're going to have to be talking, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, agreement is, it's a powerful thing. Hey, guys, let's get in agreement. We need this to happen. Why? Well, this will happen. So before the agreement thing, it's like there's some talking, visiting, a cup of coffee, or you going out for dinner like, hey, let's talk. I think this needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. Well, here, why? This. Well, I didn't think about that. Yes, it does need to happen. Mm-hmm. Then you can say, hey, okay, let's just grab hands. We just stare at each other. Probably set ourselves in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We believe this is your will. Mm-hmm. If we ask anything according to your will, it will be done for us here on earth. Mm-hmm. Jesus said so. Amen.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a structured, you know, hey, at this time we're going to take an hour together, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, even just when we drive to the airport, because we fly every week somewhere.
Yes.
Occasionally we drive, but most of the time we fly. Every time we're driving to the airport.
Every time.
Well, we hold hands and we pray on the way to the airport. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Yes.
You know? I think both of those are important.
Yes.
So I would.
You don't have to make it a religious thing, but it is important.
And
I think the holding hand thing is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like holding hands.
Yeah, I do. It's just, hey, we're going to touch. We agree. And then go back and we'll have to touch. Hey, just as long as we can touch when we're praying. You know, If you don't like holding hands, fine. But let's just touch while we agree. Now, some people like holding hands. They, okay, we're holding hands too much. My hands are sweating now. But just touch.
Yeah.
And don't pray some long prayer. We're not praying for the missionaries all over the world. Just, what are you praying for right now? Let's get in agreement. We need this, you know, so.
I remember when we used to go to Thanksgiving, you know, and, you know, you've been waiting for the Thanksgiving meal all day. And then for some reason, you got to be careful who you ask to pray.
Yes, you do.
So we'd go, somebody'd start, and my dad was notorious. He'd go in for the altar call and everything if there was somebody he thought was on the fringe.
Yeah, Lord.
And so he would go, and then you could hear somebody go, in the middle of his prayer, amen. And then you keep going, they go, amen. which meant translation, wrap it up.
Turkey's getting cold, boys. Hot dog, cranberries melting.
Okay, Joe, do you have any insight on college versus trade school?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of insight.
And will my child be at a significant disadvantage by not going to college?
No, maybe at a great advantage. Every child comes out different. Mm-hmm. Listen, we got 8 kids between us. There are no 2 the same. Mm-hmm. They come out different.
Yes.
And what you're trying to do is you're trying to find out what their gift is and help them equip them to do their gift.
Yes.
You're not trying just to have to get a degree and get a job. Most people don't even get a job in the degree area anyhow. So what you're trying to do is like, you know, trade school. Bottom line, you should not hate going to work. If you hate going to work, there's a problem. Whether you're an electrician or an engineer, you should love going to work. Hey, uh-huh. I'm good at what I do, and I love doing it, and I get paid well to do it. Mm-hmm. And so if you got a problem with that, we got to fix that. So all kids come out different. Trade school is great for some, not good for others. One of my daughters went to I don't know what kind of school it was. It was expensive. It was a school in East Tennessee, a very private school. They only took 200 students a year. About $25,000 a year. Thank goodness she got scholarship for all 3 years. But it was a very different school. But she knew that's what she wanted to do. Oh, it's for interior design. She was I don't even know what that was. What is that? You know, I buy paint at Walmart. I don't need to tell me what color to paint my wall or what kind of couch to buy. But it was a great, great career, a great school. And so, but the rest went to regular college and got regular degrees, you know.
Well, and today, you know, because college was so important back in our day, you know, you couldn't get a good job. So I remember I said telling my kids, you know, when you get out of college, not when you graduate from high school. So I was intent that they were going to go to college.
Yeah, me too.
However, today my daughter, who has her master's, she's doing well.
Yes.
But she's quick to remind me because of her school bills. That her friend that went to college but also became a plumber has a much more demand on his career.
Yes.
And a much better salary.
Yes, bigger income. That paycheck's a lot
and
bigger.
And I point out back to her, well, you were an English major. What are you going to do with that? So we kind of go back and forth. Actually, she's a teacher, and yes. She does very well. Yes. But it is true. Today, in many trades are, they're a demanding people. There's such a need for that.
Yes, there always will be.
Yeah, so I think, like Joe says, man, it's not dishonorable to go and get a good career.
Carpenters, electronics, electricians, millwrights, plumbers, you will have a job till Jesus comes. You'll make really, really good money.
Yeah, exactly.
And some people that get the degree are in a corner office somewhere. You don't see daylight. You know. Take 10 hours
exactly.
A day, and you hate your job. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, so listen, like Joe said, see what skills the child has.
Yes.
And
what do they like doing?
Guide them yes. accordingly.
Yes.
You know, and it does take, each child is different. You know, my daughter was a slower bloomer than my son, and so you just kind of pray and guide, and sometimes you have to try things out.
It's like trying on clothes.
Yeah,
that didn't fit.
This is not their skill set. Yeah. So,
my oldest daughter was like what Angel mentioned with her daughter. Oldest, she made straight A's in school. She wasn't a great, necessarily a great athlete. She's smart. She played. She's good on the field because she was smart. And so, anyhow, she got out of college and realized, hey, I don't make any money as a teacher. I said, no. And her husband had passed away. So you need to go back and get your master's. You people the master's, at least you can become a principal. You know. So she went through, got her master's. She realized, man, I'm still not making any money. Well, yeah, maybe you need to go get your doctorate. You know, if you're still not married, go get your doctorate. So 3 more years, she got her doctorate. Well, now she's a college professor. Mm-hmm. Paycheck's really good. That's better than when you were just a high school teacher, an elementary teacher, mm-hmm. or a school. You're making big money, but it costs to get there.
Yeah.
And so what you're trying to do is just tell the kid, doesn't matter what you do, but realize how much it's going to cost you, how much, mm-hmm. how long it's going to take, and get it done. I can send you to trade school for, you know, at the most 2 years, you know, and my father took 4 years to get his, become an electrician, but man, he made a great money and retired really good. He was a high school dropout.
You know, your book, God Knows How to Raise Your Kids, Even If You Don't, has a great chapter called Your Child's Gift from God.
Yes.
Awesome. I highly recommend you get that book at joemcgee.com.
It'll help you a lot. A lot of scripture in there that explains what God does. Your gift, your child's gift makes room for them. Not their IQ, not their GPA. Their gift will make room for them. Bring before kings and make them wealthy.
Hey, guys. You know, this is one of my favorite times of the week when we get to spend time talking to you. I actually, when we're driving over here to do our Mailbag Mondays, I always just think of who is going to listen to this? Somebody in the car, somebody, you know, doing the dishes. So you are on our minds and our hearts when we do this. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to us. And the partners, thank you so much for making it possible.
Yes, thank you.
If you'd like to be a part of making this possible, just check us out at joemcgee.com. We love you so much. Have a wonderful week.
God bless, guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.